With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the U.S. national debt has reached a new record high. Details from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The federal government's gross national debt has surpassed $34 trillion for the first time in U.S. history. That's according to a just-released report from the Treasury Department. The record high amount raises questions about the political and economic challenges to improve the country's finances, which have become a source of tension in a politically divided nation's capital. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The government has presented a new version of the federal indictment of New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez. Correspondent Norman Hall reports.
The latest version of the indictment says Senator Menendez introduced a member of the Qatari royal family and principal in a company with ties to the government of Qatar to a New Jersey businessman. The indictment said the Qatari investor then negotiated a multi-million dollar investment in a real estate project planned by Fred Davies, one of three businessmen charged in the indictment, along with the senator and his wife. Prosecutors say the senator and his wife were enriched with cash, gold bars, and a luxury car. The lawmaker's lawyer says Menendez acted appropriately, and the revised indictment is merely pretrial poison. I'm Norman Hall.
Former President Donald Trump is appealing a decision by Maine's Democratic Secretary of State that he cannot be on the ballot there because he violated a constitutional ban against people who, quote, engaged in insurrection, unquote, holding office. The Republican presidential candidate's appeal to Maine's Superior Court came Tuesday, and he's expected to soon appeal a similar ruling by Colorado's Supreme Court to the U.S. Supreme Court. The nation's highest court has never ruled on Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. The U.S. Supreme Court is likely to have the final word. On Wall Street, the Dow by 25 points today. This is SRN News. A new law in North Carolina takes on pornography.
The measure, which went into effect on New Year's Day, will require pornographic website operators to confirm that viewers are at least 18 years old by using a commercially available database. The law also lets parents sue companies if their children were allowed to access the pornography. A small number of states are beginning to consider similar legislation as the harms of online porn to America's young people become increasingly clear. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Messianic Jewish Alliance of America is urging Christians to answer the rising tide of anti-Semitism. In a statement, the alliance says the United States is becoming an increasingly dangerous place for Jews. Many are afraid to identify as Jews in public. They're fearful to identify as pro-Israel on the campuses of Academic America. The MJA says pastors should address anti-Semitism from the pulpit. This is SRN News. Warren Buffett tops the list of charity donors in 2023. We hear more on this story from correspondent Ed Donahue reporting.
The Chronicle of Philanthropy's annual list of the biggest charitable donations from individuals or their foundations totals more than $3.5 billion. Eight donors are multi-billionaires. Their combined net worth is more than $305 billion. Warren Buffett gave 1.5 million shares of Berkshire Hathaway Class B stock valued at $541 million. To the Susan Thompson Buffett Foundation, named for his first wife who died in 2004. It manages the family's charitable giving and primarily backs women's reproductive health. Four universities received big gifts in 2023, along with four scientific research institutes and a healthcare system. I'm Ed Donahue.
More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.